welcome to DriveCast. This is Ed Travers, teaching pastor at LifePoint in Westerville. This past Sunday, we started a new series called The Ascent. We're looking at five different times in Scripture where God called people to climb the mountain. And in those mountain moments, God established a purpose for his people through his provision. And, you know, when we think of climbing a mountain to God, you know, we think of these moments in our lives where God wants to draw us up closer to him. But it's in those moments where God changes us. In the first story we looked at is Mount Moriah. That's the mountaintop where God called Abraham to come up and to sacrifice Isaac. Now, a little quick background. Remember, God had chosen Abraham. He said, you're going to be the father of many nations. Kings will come out of your line. We know later on that God promised that all the nations would be blessed through his line. And God was communicating to the world who he was through Abraham and through the family of Israel. So as he's really introducing himself to the world through Abraham, we see the character of God. And in that, he gives him Isaac. Abraham didn't have any children, and his wife was past childbearing years, but God made a promise, and God fulfilled the promise by bringing Isaac. But then he tests Abraham by saying, hey, I need you to come up to Mount Moriah and sacrifice your son. And later, as we read in Hebrews 11, that Abraham believed that God could raise his son from the dead. So he goes up there, he's willing to do it. And there, on the way up, I was just struck by this small part of the conversation. Isaac was old enough to say, Father. Yes, my son, Abraham replied. The fire and wood are here, Isaac said, but where's the lamb for the burnt offering? In verse 8 of Genesis 22, he says, Abraham answered, God himself will provide the lamb for the burnt offering, my son. You know, in the passage, most people are familiar with the passage. They know that what happened is that, you know, Abraham was willing to fulfill what God had asked him to do. He trusted God. He believed that God could raise his son from the dead. But could you even imagine the moment? It's just an incredible moment. But God stopped him, wouldn't let him, go through with it. But I was just amazed by Abraham's faith, his belief that God would provide. And I'm sure that comes back to, you know, God provide, you know, saying that I'm going to give you a son. And, you know, it would have had to have been a miracle. And sure enough, a miracle happened. They had a son. Like, this is a moment where Abraham believed God because he had seen God come through in the past. But this mountain moment, Mount Moriah, that we know as Jerusalem, where the temple was built, this moment, Abraham said something to his son that I thought was really striking. God will provide a lamb. And that this whole story is a foreshadowing to a more beautiful thing, that God chose this moment with Abraham because this story would be told over and over and over again for generation after generation after generation for, you know, 1,500 years to all the people of Israel. And that line, that God will provide a lamb, is exactly what happened not far from that same spot many years later, that Jesus Christ, the Lamb of God who takes away the sins of the world, would be crucified, would be buried, and would rise again. And so the question then is for us, you know, if we're climbing the mountain of faith, do we believe that God's going to provide? That's I think, the lesson here, that do we trust God? There are many mountain moments in our life where we have to climb, where we feel like, okay, this is a tough moment. We've got to dig in, and we've got to, you know, start climbing the mountain of faith. God is asking us to have faith in him and to trust him in this situation, whether it's as a parent, or maybe it's as a worker, or maybe it's your finances, or maybe it's your, you know, relationships. Whatever it is, there are just moments when we're called to have faith in God. And it's in those moments we have to trust that God's going to provide. And so, like Abraham, when we think, okay, how do I know God's going to provide in this moment? Well, did God provide a lamb? Did he provide a lamb? And the answer is yes, Jesus Christ, the Lamb of God who takes away the sins of the world. And if he was good there, if he was providing there, he'll provide again. This is who God is. Father, I pray that you help us to have faith, help us to trust in you with our lives, especially in those moments where we don't know the answer and we know you're calling us. God, help us to live in faith. We ask that in your son's holy name. Amen. Well, take a second and think about the areas of your life where you know God is calling you to step out in faith. Talk to him about that. Remind him that you see his provision. Till next time, God bless.